Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
When it comes to letting a property, it's true, you can do it all on your own. No one needs an agent, but there are definitely some things to consider before you jump in headfirst. Here to talk us through it is David Waterhouse from Angus Roberts Lettings.
Well, I would always say that in anything you do in life, you're always better using a professional. If you use a professional, one, you know that you've got somebody who you have some sort of recourse to. But the important thing with using an agent when it comes to renting a house is that you're using somebody who's going to know the market, who's going to be able to understand the over 140 items of legislation that exist around letting property. Oof. So it's worth talking to somebody who knows.
So it's not as simple then really as just... say if I went and bought a house and find someone to live in it and they set up a direct debit, boom, done. It's a lot more complicated than that.
You could say it's just as simple as that, but I would say if it is that simple, then probably there's something not quite right. At the end of the day, you want to know that what you're doing correctly, that you're covering all aspects. So you've got the various items in relation to holding of deposits correct, in terms of the carbon monoxide and smoke detectors correct, and all the other various bits of legislation that go into renting a property, that you've got the correct agreement, one that's going to be able to be called on. And most importantly, when renting a property, you've got the right document to judge the tenant when they move out in the inventory, so that both parties know exactly where the lines are drawn in the sand. And then hopefully you avoid the possibilities of people falling out at the end.
You made a very good analogy earlier on as well, that if you were needing to get your teeth done, you wouldn't call the plumber.
That's the point. Lots of people drive a nice car, but if you have a nice car, you don't send it to a backstreet garage to have it serviced. Mm. You go to a professional, you go to somebody who you can trust, you go to somebody who you feel is going to be able to give you the service and the value, importantly, that you're wanting to get out of it. Anybody can get any service cheaper. There's always somebody will do it cheaper, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get the best value. And I would always say use an agent, specifically use an ALA agent, somebody who knows what they're doing, has client money protection, has all their fees displayed, and is doing and knows what's going on in the industry.
And you just mentioned the word ALA. What does that mean?
ALA is the body which probably, if the government go down any regulation of the lettings industry, will use. It's the Association of Residential Letting Agents. Very powerful body, many thousands of members. And personally, I happen to be the Yorkshire representative for ALA. So You probably would say, well, I would say that, wouldn't I? But it means that the people who are members of our association, they know what's going on in our industry. We always say, the landlord is the client. Well, you need somebody who's going to be fighting your corner, and an ALA agent is a good place to start.
So what sort of extra things is an ALA agent, or in fact, any good reputable agent, what are they doing, those extra things that maybe any Tom, Dick or Harry wouldn't think of?
As I say, importantly, getting things like the deposit right, getting all the paperwork right, making sure if you're having it managed, making sure that the property's being looked after, that there isn't any damage. How people live, that's one thing, but whether they damage the property, that's another thing, and that's what you pay an agent for, making sure that one of your possibly biggest assets is being looked after properly.
Now, the reason that people are hesitant in the first place with having an agent, if people are, is obviously because it costs. It does cost more money than just doing it yourself, which would essentially be free, not necessarily time-wise, but money-wise. So what's the cost for?
Well, as you've just rightly pointed out, time, that's a lot. That does represent quite a cost, especially if you're a very successful person. Your time can indeed represent a lot to you in the actual rental of your property. What we would say is, if you've got an agent who's looking after the property for you, your tenant has somewhere to call. They know it's being done on a professional basis. If you do rent it yourselves, you may well get a call on Christmas Day to say the boiler's broken. If you use an agent, you don't have to do that.
And that is obviously something that Angus Roberts do. So
it's all we do.
It's all you do. So how would Angus Roberts compare to other agents?
We would obviously say we do it better than everybody else.
Obviously.
Nobody would be surprised to hear that. One area where probably we do go the extra mile is we are very conscious and very interested in building relationships with people who do want to get into the buy-to-let business profession. A little story just happened. We've had one of our landlords, he bought a property and it had a rundown three-bedroom apartment. They took our advice and said, what are we going to get? What should we do? How should we do it? We said, well, look, have you thought about this the other way? Instead of looking at doing a very nice three-bedroomed apartment for which you might get somewhere between £800, £900 a month, why don't you make two-bedroomed apartments? They thought about that. They did that. They followed our advice. Both of them have just had somebody move in at almost £700 a month. So the same asset, the same square footage, but instead of being one apartment, it's now two.
And instead of it being £850, it's now £1,400.
Almost, exactly. Well, and this is all a maths game.
Yeah, it is. That's why we're here. That's why we're all here. If people are wanting to get in touch with Angus Roberts or yourself, David, what's the best route for them to take? How do they get in contact?
As I have said before, the phone number's as good as any, 01943 811320. Have a look at our website or drop us an email.
Okay, David Waterhouse from Angus Roberts Lettings, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.